Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Resistance Radio Live. My name is Joseph Bernard. We're our co-host. Mr. Virgil is here with us. Hurricane Ann is on vacation and won't be back with us until Thursday night. I do like to say hello to everybody that just tuned in and joined in. And I hope you enjoy the show tonight. If you'd like to call in, the number is 917-889-3890. And I did some upgrading and everything, so I'm hoping the show comes in clear a little bit better tonight. Hey, Virgil, I hear a little feedback.
Okay, you got a little feedback. Okay, what about now?
That's better.
That's better. Okay. All right, what about now?
Perfect.
Now I can't hear you. Now you're breaking up again.
Can you hear me now? Hello.
I can hear you now. What about the feedback? You got any feedback for me?
Nope. I hear nothing but quietness.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'd like to wish everybody, hope y'all had an enjoyable 3-day weekend, Memorial Day. I hope y'all remember the people who sacrificed for this day. And I hope everybody makes it home safe and sound. I hope you didn't overdo it. So I guess we'll get on with the show. And
All right.
So,
well, I'll tell you what. It's been very quiet on my end. It's, speaking of Memorial Weekend, it's been pretty good. Nothing tragic so far. So it's been pretty good up here. But I did hear that Georgia elected a Muslim for mayor up there. And I don't know what your thoughts are on that right now.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. Atlanta has been on a downhill run for quite a long time. And it's eventually going to become another Detroit. It's going to become another Michigan. Any place that this type of character is elected, I mean, the entire city, neighborhoods, whatever, completely goes to shit. You're gonna see the biggest early retirement and resignation of Atlanta City Police than you've ever seen before.
Exactly.
They're gonna quit. They're gonna quit and go somewhere else.
Exactly. And you're going to see, you're going to see lots of, cities I'm hearing where there's like 8 or 9 more Muslims that are running for some kind of office. And this is very dangerous because we're going to end up like the Ukrainian and like England if we're not careful. And this is exactly what they're working on,
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Look at UK now. Look at UK now. The rape is high. Crime is high. During Ramadan, over the past couple of days, they've had a lot of murders, a lot of rapes over there already. They want to bring this here in the United States. So my thinking is, why is Trump allowing this to happen?
If they're American citizens and they were born in the country and you cannot discriminate, you cannot religiously persecute people because of their religious faith. You can disagree with it all you want, but you can't persecute them,
I understand that, but this lady, from what I understand, I mean, I did a lot of refereeing on her, that she has a lot of connections with Islamic terrorist groups, with SARS. They are known national terrorist organizations. That to elect somebody like that is very dangerous,
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you that it's very dangerous, I agree with you 100% that it is dangerous. But you know, this is America, and
yeah,
you know, you have the right to vote as you want. And
yep,
I mean,
exactly.
If people are stupid enough to vote these people in office, then they should be grateful to accept the consequences of it.
Exactly. And, you know, but, you know, I had been asked, you know, myself, you know, had people tell me, well, why do you call yourself the resistance? And why do you name your show the resistance? And that's because when Obama was in office, I was co-hosting with Zita Andrews, which is where the show first off of. And we were doing our resistance movement against the tyranny government, which was Obama administration and so forth. That's what we're fighting for, bringing freedom because of this. You know, and we resisted Hillary, we resisted a lot of corruption. And that's why we are the original resistance. You know, we're not like these liberals that go after, destroy things, and, you know, this and that. But we're resisting the very fabric of the corruption of the government. That's what we're resisting and everything. Wouldn't you agree, Virgil?
Well, resistance is fine, you know. The problem with the Muslims and the gays and the liberals and all of these people getting into these high-powered political positions, okay, if you want to believe what you want to believe, I don't care what you believe, but when you try to force other people to believe as you believe, and you resort to violence, murder, mayhem, trying to destroy people's lives, well, then I have a problem with that. That is not freedom of choice. That is not freedom of speech. That is extortion and terrorism.
Exactly. And it's the same going on in the UK. Look at that reporter up there that just recently got tried. He didn't even get a fair trial. He got thrown. I forgot his name now, but they're screaming for his release. They threw him in a prison cell with a bunch of Muslims. This was a reporter.
Well,
and I'm sure you've seen a senior report.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing. Same thing is going to happen here. They're going to abolish our freedom of speech, and we're going to end up just like them if we're not careful.
Well, they'll have a fight on their hands to do that. They've been trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where this comes in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Today is Memorial Day. Today is the day we reflect on all of the men and women who fought and died for the freedoms that they get here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what they don't understand, these protesters, these liberals, these whatever, is because they don't teach it in school. They don't teach what Memorial Day really means in school. They don't teach the Constitution in school. And if they did, they would quickly find out that we don't have a perfect system. Don't get me wrong. We do not have a perfect system. But it is the best in the world. We look at everyone, you are innocent until proven guilty. Not like these other countries. You'll stay in prison 3, 4, 5 years before you're even arraigned on a charge.
Yep.
And bond and bail, don't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even think about your Fifth Amendment right to refuse to testify against yourself. Don't even think about that. Don't even think about due process of our 14th Amendment in foreign countries. If you've never been outside the United States and you've never experienced the legal system, I mean, you know, they raise all kind of hell when a police officer shoots a suspect. Well, let me tell you something. In Brazil, El Salvador, other South American countries, Panama, even Mexico, you don't have to have a weapon. If you just run from the police, they have the right to shoot you down.
Exactly. Well, I remember I was in Mexico about 10, 15 years ago, and my uncle and I and my cousins, we were down there Christmas shopping, and our truck got stolen. So me and my uncle ended up staying behind, and we stayed there for about 2 or 3 weeks hunting for the truck. And during that time, I was scared shitless because we went to the police departments over there, and I was watching the court procedures. They had the court hearings right there inside the police department. There's no courtrooms, no nothing. And this one prisoner hollered at this lady judge and called her a bitch. And all these cops went in there and they beat the crap out of them for it, you know. I was like, oh my God, you know. It was scary. It was scary, believe me. It was scary in there. And I was just
back quite a few years ago, when I was doing suitcase jobs out of Seismograph, we had a crew of guys that decided to leave Port Lavaca, Texas, and go to Nuevo Laredo in a company truck. They went down there raising all kind of hell, and they got in trouble, got put in jail. Well, the thing is about the Nuevo Laredo jail, if you don't have someone to take care of you, someone to come visit you, or relatives or whatever, they don't feed you in that jail.
Yeah.
You got to have outside people bring you food or money to buy food.
Mm-hmm.
And those boys there, they stayed in there 10 days. They don't like starve to death.
Yep. I've heard stories like that, you know, and everything. I mean, but I tell you what,
our prison system is racist, our justice system is racist, and all of this, which is a bunch of BS. Oh, it's bullshit.
I'll be honest, I did some time. I did about 6 months, and I tell you what, during those 6 months, you know, nobody was racist. We all treated each other with respect. As long as you respect each other, you're okay. The minute you disrespect somebody or cause problems,
Your microphone's cutting up again. You're skipping. You're skipping really bad.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
I can hear you now. You need to keep that mic in the same position.
So it kind of dropped out a little bit. But anyway, during those 6 months I was in there, it was an idol for me, you know, and I was in there for a little pity thing, you know, nothing big. But I served 6 months. I caught my ex-girlfriend with another man, and I beat the crap out of him. That's why I ended up going in there. But it was a lesson. But it scared me straight, you know, and everything. But racism, nobody's racist in there, you know. And I can tell you that from my own experience, and everything. So, but you know, the justice system, you know, some justice. Some work, some don't. It depends on what state you're in, where you go to, you know, and everything. But I've been in some horrible places, you know.
Well, so, I mean, I've had my run-ins with cops and with the justice system and everything else. But what I've observed is that the drive-by media, the fake news, not just national news, but the local news media, the newspapers, the municipal newspapers, okay, they distort a lot of facts and they leave a lot of things out, okay, such as I will use a prime example, the Alton Sterling shooting, okay, now here you go, they made it look like, oh, well, he was a gentle giant. He was this. He was a good father. He was a good person. He was good. But when people got to looking into this, this guy had a rap sheet a mile long. I mean, domestic violence, sexual crimes.
I remember that one. Child support. Look at Michael Brown. Well, look at Michael Brown, the same thing. He was a thug who got gunned down because he tried to attack a police officer in his squad car and everything. And he ran out, broke that red button there in the process, tried to rob his store.
You know, and I mean, if the justice system in Louisiana had done its job instead of having a revolving door on it, Alton Sterling would still be alive because he would be in prison right now under the Habitual Felony Convictions Act. He should have been put under the Habitual Felony Convictions Act 5 years before that incident happened. But organizations, the Legislative Black Caucus in Louisiana, the Senatorial Black Caucus in Louisiana, the NAACP in Louisiana, Black Lives Matter, they don't look at that. They don't look at that. All they look at is just any way they can call, any reason to call racism. Racism. That is the going word. I'm hearing that the whole time. They're going back, they're replaying this record over Donald Trump. I listened to a report on CNN, and Donald Trump's policies are racist. Donald Trump, he doesn't know what he's saying, doesn't know what he's doing. He's a bigot. He's this. He's that. But they're not reporting on the successes. They're not reporting any successes. They're only reporting facts that they pulled out of their ass. False facts. And plainly, I'm getting sick and tired of it. I'm getting sick and tired of listening to it. Joseph. I don't know what happened to Joseph. I don't know if we're still on the air or not.
I'm here. Sorry about that. I'm here. I got disconnected. But anyway,
okay.
Go ahead, Virgil.
But plainly, I'm just getting sick and tired of all of the accusations and just false, just being plainly just being childish. I mean, any little thing the man does, they find fault in it, and
it's just
sickening. It's just sickening. If you read some of the tweets from some of the people, it's just disgusting. I've never seen people disrespect a sitting president like they're disrespecting this man. And it's just gotten old. And I mean, I'm glad to see that finally some senators and congressmen are standing up calling for a special investigator, a special prosecutor. Mm-hmm. They're finally going to put an end to the Clinton crime family, and they're calling for to be charged with treason and put in jail. I mean, they're serious about it now. Everybody's getting tired of them. They're getting tired of them. They're getting fed up with them.
Yep.
And not only that, not only Hillary, but Barack Obama as well.
And they know that, you know, it's all bogus. All these charges that were brought up, they're all bogus. You know, and it's treated the trail right back to the Obama administration and right back to George Soros. You know,
well, the thing is, Joseph, everything, every investigation, every inquiry, every special meeting of this one or that one, every discussion they hold, what does it produce? It produces a connection, all right. It produces criminal activity, all right.
Mm-hmm.
But it produces the criminal activity on the ones claiming that Trump is a crook.
Exactly. And it's putting it all directly to them.
They have no solid evidence, no solid evidence, because it does not exist. They're even trying to make and manufacture evidence, and it is all coming back on them. It's all coming back on them. They're wanting to know about this FISA warrant. The Department of Justice is refusing to turn over documentation, which is bullshit, which Congress and the Senate should send the U.S. Marshals in there with a warrant to get every piece of documentation they got. They should get every piece of paper out
but
of the
from my understanding,
even the paper, the paper on the roll in the bathroom. Get it.
Right. Well, from my understanding is there's a head a CIA director that's wanting to come forward and expose everything. And as that, in other words, he wants to blow the whistle on Comey and the rest of them. And stuff. So they're trying to protect his identity right now and everything. But from my understanding, by the end of this week, there's supposed to be an indictment on Obama and on Eric Holder as well, right along with Loretta Lynch, by the end of the week. You know?
You see, people want to criticize Jeff Sessions. They want to say, oh, if you're not going to do nothing, you need to get out of office. Well, like you said, these are powerful people, okay? These people, once they're charged, this is not going to be like the Bundys. This is not going to be a fast, you know, run them through the fast lane justice system like they did the Bundys, okay? This is going to be lawyer after lawyer after lawyer filing this, filing that, filing this, suppression motion to suppress this, suppress that, and they've got to have all these hearings on this, and they've got to have all this. I mean, Trump's going to be coming up for re-election before any of them see the inside of a courtroom.
Right.
I mean,
and that's why they're pressing hard on this election to get these other Democrats in that are anti-Trump and anti-American, because if they get off them and fill those seats, then they got it made. That's why they're all worried about this.
But every time, like Al Green, that fake Jake jackleg, stupid son of a bitch, and I know Ann's got to be embarrassed at that piece of shit's from Texas. And how he got elected is beyond me. It's beyond me. I guess it's because of his name. I guess they thought they were electing the singer, Al Green. But,
there's probably screaming racist remarks at him.
But,
if you're racist. You know?
Impeachment of Trump. Impeachment. That's all he knows. Impeachment. Impeachment for what?
Exactly.
For what?
That's what I hear from all these anti-American, you know, and anti-Trumpers is that impeach 45. Impeach 45 is like, what for? He hasn't done anything. Yes, he has. He raped women. He raped children. And they're like, no, that was Bill Clinton that did all that. You know?
Then they fuck up. I heard this today. I'm glad this come up. They fuck up, and they accusing Trump of not paying off Stormy Daniels, the porn star. They use the word prostitute. Prostitute.
Okay.
Yep. Prostitute.
Speaking of Stormy Daniels, check this out. I was reading several articles on the mayor who... Remember the mayor that gave her the key to the city? Well, guess what?
Exactly.
Guess what? He's in big trouble now. He's fixing to get indictment for raping women. He's been several women have come forward and accused him of raping them forcibly.
Well, everybody needs to remember this. You know, since they've taken God out of schools, they've taken the Constitution out of schools. They've taken the American history on why we have the freedoms that we have. Okay? It all comes down to this. And it says it. People that live in glass houses should not throw stones. Plain and simple.
Well, you
and
know,
now,
they're trying to rewrite all this.
And now they're in their own glass houses, and these stupid motherfuckers done brought out a cannon that shoots bricks.
Right, right. You know, and it's sad because, you know, we're seeing all this is just because they want one world order, one government. This is what it's all for. And they got upset because we destroyed their plan. We ruined their plans for that. And that's why they are trying to overthrow Trump, overthrow the government, why they want to gun control, take our guns away. All for that. That's for that.
Well,
one reason.
That is the key. That is the key to get them out of office. Okay, that is the key. The more they push for gun control, the better off we are.
Mm-hmm.
The more that this little punk, David Hall, gets his little crew to lay down on the floor in supermarkets and things like that with a bullhorn and all that only reinforces our position. That only reinforces our position, because with the Muslim getting elected in Atlanta and people seeing what's happening in Detroit with these no-go zones, in California with the immigration crime wave, in Chicago, in New York with these sanctuary cities, with Cuomo pushing his insane, off-the-wall, stupid, pro-criminal agenda, people are not going to allow themselves to go through day-to-day being unprotected. They're not going to give up their family's protection. They're not going to do it. Not only the American citizen, the civilian, but a lot of law enforcement in the South is not going to allow this. They're not going to enforce it. They've already said they're not going to enforce federal gun laws like that, what they want. They're not going to do it. So the more they push the gun agenda, the better off they're making our position day to day. The better off they're going to make us.
But yeah, I totally agree with you, you know, and it's like insane. I mean, that's just what they're all fighting for. And once they have it, the one world order, and what this is, it's Islam. Islam is the one world order. That's what it's about.
Well, it's not only Islam. Islam is being used as a whipping boy for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. It's the United Nations. It's the United Nations. You see, ever since its conception, the United States of America has been the United Nations, piggy bank, ATM machine, police force, and with Obama, we got treated like their bitch. Okay?
Exactly.
Now things are changing. We're not negotiating with these countries. We're not negotiating with these dictators anymore from a position of weakness. We're negotiating from a position of strength. Joseph, you have a lot of static. There's a lot of static.
It's not coming,
coming
from me. It's not coming from me.
It ain't coming from me.
I can hear it. Hello? Test. Can you hear me?
Yeah. But you see, when you negotiate when it comes to nuclear weapons, weapons of mass destruction, or negotiate with a hostile government or whatever, you want to negotiate from a position of strength. You don't go in there like Hollywood like the little orphan Oliver asking, may I have more? You know, you don't, nobody respects weakness. Nobody respects weakness. And now, oh, well, okay. Here's something to think about. These jihadists, these American-hating people in Iran, okay, they're always saying, you know, the infidels need to get out of the Islamic country. The infidel, we don't want the infidel, we don't. Okay, well, we break off the treaty with Iran, which basically says, fuck you, you need us more than we need you. Call, you know, don't call us, we'll call you. Okay? And they're upset about this. We have no interference in their government anymore. We have no interference in their policies anymore. But they're still burning the flag. They want to get all pissed off. Why? Because we feed the world. We cut off the food. Hey, go ahead. Build all the nuclear weapons you want. If you don't starve to death before you can shoot them off, fuck you.
Right, right.
Hey, and now we got these jihadists here in the United States running for office. You know?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just...
It's sad.
They're going to try everything. They're going to try everything to reinstate their position, to try and regain ground again. But everything they try, they're just cutting their throats deeper. Everything they try.
Exactly.
I mean, everything I can see. Everything I can see, I can read. I mean, it's just, I mean, they're just dumb people. They're just dumb people.
They
and
have no morals. And they have no respect for anybody else. They think they're above everybody and they're above God, this and that. They're not. You know.
No, they're not. They think they are. I mean, it's just like, you know, I mean, liberal Democrats have always been this way. They've always been this way. They've just never had someone pushing them along. You know, they've never had this much support. They've never had the financial support is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And now the financial support is drying up. It's steadily drying up.
From my understanding, that financial support from the DNC, they're about $12 billion in debt right now. They're bankrupt.
Well, and plus, now you got Chelsea Clinton, little horse mouth, getting up, and because she was the daughter of a president, she's talking like, you know, she knows what's going on. She's talking like she's all that in a bag of chips about Donald Trump. But when it comes to her daddy and her mama, okay, we don't even have to bring up the sexual misconduct when he was governor or when he was president. All right, all we have to do is bring up the Whitewater scandal. Where they fucked people out of millions and millions of dollars in a land fraud deal in Arkansas.
Yep. Look at Watergate.
Oh, but she don't want to talk about that. She don't want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
No. She doesn't want to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I know. Watergate, that was a prime example, you know.
She wants to talk about Donald Trump's tax returns when he was a private citizen. That is nobody's fucking business. Nobody's business.
Yep.
No different than your tax returns or any of my business or my tax returns or any of your business.
Mm-hmm.
He was a private citizen. Now next year, next year, he's going to have to, by federal law, he's going to have to expose his tax return by federal law. But as a private citizen, hey, guess what? You want to see my tax returns? Even though I'm Donald Trump, the president now, you can suck it.
Right. And it's like, you know, it's like with the fake news media that's been going around about the summit meeting and everything with Kim Jong. I told you from the beginning that, you know, they were going to do everything they can to destroy that. Now they're backtracking their stories. I've been watching this for the past week or so. The meeting is still going on. It's going on in and everything. You know, I'm sure that he's destroying all the, you know, the news that he has and this and that. Keeping his word, but the media is having a field day with it and everything, scratching their heads, wondering what went wrong, why their plans didn't work. You know, I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Well, the thing is, they made that out, they made an issue out of military maneuvers with South Korea, with the South Korean military. And they saying that gave Kim Jong Un the red ass. Well, guess what? There were no military maneuvers with South Korea. There were no military maneuvers.
It was all made up.
Well, what it was that they were exchanging troops, American troops. They were stationing. They were rotating out troops. And when you rotate out troops, you naturally rotate out old equipment for new equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, there was no military maneuver. It was just a rotation of troops in South Korea.
Right.
And that's all it was, but they called it a military maneuver. They called it maneuvers. Mm-hmm. To try and derail the peace talks.
See,
and the number one perpetrator of this, the number one, MSNBC, that is about the bunch of sorriest, lying, no count, don't even trust the fucking weather report on MSNBC.
I don't even have cable, so I don't even watch CNBC. You know, I don't watch any of them, but I do keep up on Trump. I do keep up on their Twitter just to have a laugh at what they're saying, you know. But I've noticed CNN's ratings have dropped way low. They dropped.
MSNBC and NBC are becoming way worse. I watch them.
So
I know it's bullshit, but I want to stay on top of this shit. And and they are way worse, getting way worse than CNN could ever imagine getting. I mean, the people they have on here, these so-called experts that nobody has ever fucking heard of. Nobody has ever heard of. Talking about racial issues in America, unemployment issues, statings claiming the present economy, the booming the economy, was Obama's doing, not Trump's doing. And, I mean, it is just one lie after another.
After another. I couldn't believe it, you know. And I watched CNN come out on Twitter spreading their stuff and everything too. And some of it's laughable. Some of it makes you scratch your head wondering what the hell they're reporting, you know, and everything. But it's like Clinton got in this week and she was tweeting up the storm and she was like claiming the United States is a democracy country. Donald Trump is destroying the democracy of the United States and this and that, destroying the very values of America, this and that, you know. And I'm like, wait a minute. I tweeted her, and I tweeted her. I said, we're not a democracy country. We're a republic. Please get your facts straight, you know. And everybody replied to me back, like, you know, you are right. We are a republic country. I go, yeah, of course that's right. You know, we never have been a democracy country.
Hey, guess what? Guess what? Then why do they call the song the Battle Hymn of the Republic?
Exactly.
Why is it called the Battle Hymn of the Democracy? You know?
And why is that
and this
of bitch, and this bitch
here, every time, I've seen several photographs of her. She has a full torso back brace on now. She has a very bone deteriorating disease.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing this has come from all of the drug addiction, the alcohol addiction throughout all the years. And you can clearly see, I've seen several of her speeches and things. Her appearances are getting shorter and shorter, and she's not able to stand as much. So,
yep.
And
she made it dying before we get a chance to prosecute her, you know. And that, from what I'm hearing, she's very ill, you know. And so is Bill Clinton as well. His health is deteriorating and stuff. So, you know, but that's what happens when you make a deal with the devil.
Well, yes. And
you
I mean,
know.
And even the Obamas, they might not be physically ill, but from my understanding and from what I have studied, they have financial ills. They have very serious financial ills.
They're up in debt right now, you know, but because he ain't getting all that back pay money like he was supposed to. Trump's got all of his funds out. You know? And
well, it's not
so.
All that. It's not that, Joseph. When you take money, okay, I'm going to put it in terms everybody can understand, okay? If you go to Johnny Salami, and you get a $100,000 loan from this loan shark at 60% interest, okay, chances are he's going to want his money back plus interest, and he's going to keep you paying for a very long time. Okay, when you are a government entity and you pay under the table and you say, okay, here's X amount of dollars. We want you to do this for us. You say, okay, consider it done. And it doesn't get done. Well, guess what? Somebody's going to want their money back. Somebody's going to want their money back. And these type of people, I'm not too, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with these organizations, but I can assure you, they are not the Boy Scouts. They do not go by the legal system of filing a lawsuit against you. They
most of the deals that he's done were from drug cartels. Most of the deals were done through the Iranian deal. $1 billion yacht, $1 billion mansion, you know, $1 billion this, $1 billion that, with what he makes.
Well, where did the money come from? The money came from these organizations that wanted him to supply weapons to the enemies of America. When Hillary Clinton lost the election, well, guess what? Terrorist supply store went out of business. And these people already had stuff on back order. So what are they going to do? They're going to demand a refund. And
either demand a refund or take it out of your hide. They'll take it out of the hide one way or the other. But You know, what bothers me, too, is that now he's on Netflix trying to get this, wants to create millions of other Obamas just like him and everything, you know, and it's like, you know, it's insane. It's insane what he's doing and stuff. And it shows how desperate they are. And from my understanding on that, George Soros is a shareholder of Netflix. I didn't know that. You know,
Laura Lynch, she's the president.
The thing is,
you cannot force people to buy Netflix. Cancellations of Netflix are sky high.
Exactly. 303,000 people per hour have been canceling their Netflix from what I've been reading so far. 3,000 people per hour. That's a lot. And it's still going. It's, I don't know what it is now, but it's still going on. You know, and everything. So, you know, and not only that, look at the what's that truck stop, the Flying J truck stop. Look what they're doing. They're getting boycotted. You know, I've been seeing it on Twitter where everybody's boycotting.
Oh, yeah, pilot truck stops and Flying J are getting boycotted because they took the American flags down and because they didn't want to offend immigrant truck drivers, foreign truck drivers.
I watched a video. I don't know if you saw it. I posted on my timeline earlier. I saw a video of the president of the Flying J, where he was telling the people to get rid of the garbage, get rid of the flags because they're garbage, and burn them.
I don't have anything to do with pilot or Flying J anymore. I barely pull into those things and maybe go in there and use the bathroom and maybe get me a cold drink, you know, maybe. But I don't have anything to do with pilot or Flying J. I use Love's truck stops.
Yeah. So, you know, but this is what we're getting into, and if we get these Muslims in here in office, you're going to see this everywhere. This is what you're going to see. And part of their 50-year plan, every 50 years they have a plan, you know, and everything and stuff. And this is what we're resisting. This is why we are resisting people like these, you know, that are endangering our freedom, endangering our freedom of speech, our constitution. This is exactly what we are resisting, you know, and the rights to bear arms.
Basically, Joseph, if you give them enough rope to hang themselves every time, you know, in uproar behind this Muslim mayor in Atlanta, okay? Atlanta is one of the most corrupt cities in the United States. It has a high crime rate. It's police department. They've tied the police department's hands behind their backs. It's another municipality where the police chief is appointed. He is not elected, so basically the police chief is just the mayor's yes boy and bitch. You know, I've always been against that. I believe the people should be able to elect their police chief, not have it appointed by the mayor's office. It's a conflict of interest. But eventually, these things come about with a federal investigation, and there's going to be some bribery, there's going to be some corruption, and some people are going to go to jail, maybe the mayor's going to go to jail. I mean, it always comes down to that. It always comes down to that. They get greedy. They go out for themselves, they get greedy, they get caught. I mean, it's happened in cities and states all over the United States. Look at Louisiana. Look at Governor Edwin Edwards. Look at Governor Edwin Edwards. Look what he did 10 years in federal prison, extortion, racketeering, bribery, you name it, he did it. You know, I mean, he had everything for sale in Louisiana. That's why Louisiana has the reputation it does. And now we've got this idiot, John Bel Edwards, in office, who, how he got elected is beyond belief. Beyond belief. I mean, Jindal was a fuck-up, too. I mean, he was a Republican, but he was a prime example of a fuck-up. And he ran the state on a credit card, which is why we're having all the money problems we're having today. But how can you elect a supporter of Obama and Hillary Clinton and supported the Affordable Health Care Act and all of this shit? I mean, how could the people of Louisiana let that idiot get elected? It's beyond me. Beyond me. And I can't wait till we can get him out of office. Joe, are you having some technical trouble? Well, listeners, I don't know if we're still on the air or not, but Joe's been responding. He may be having some equipment malfunctions or whatever. Or maybe Hillary Clinton's hit squad finally got to him and I don't know. Joseph, are you there? Joseph. I don't know. Maybe he picked up, packed up, went on vacation with Ann on me in the middle of the show. I don't know. But anyway, we'd sure like to hear from you. The number is 917-889-3890. We'd sure like to hear from you. We stage the show. Excuse me. I have a cold. I'm going to apologize for that. I have a cold, a chest cold. But we would sure like to hear from callers. We rescheduled the show for a little bit earlier time to try and get some callers in. And we'd appreciate it if you call in. I mean, if you agree with us, fine. If you disagree with us, fine. We have no censorship on this show. So please call in. I'm going to go over to my text messages, and I'm going to see what's holding up Joseph. So we'll be back in a little while.